The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
A few minutes I would like to spend in understanding some of the points in Surah Hud. It's one of the chapters that contains a number, the stories of a number of our prophets. The particular one I selected was what's related to Prophet Shu'aib in the area known as Madian, which falls in approximately somewhere in, I believe, the western part of Jordan, southwest, if I understood correctly. It's right there around where these three countries of Palestine, Jordan, and Arabia, known as Saudi Arabia, join, that, or they come together, that little corner there. Is approximately, roughly, that's where it is, Palestine and Jordan. And this is where Prophet Musa came with Prophet Shu'aib and spent some time, got his training, and then went back after, it seems, 10 years. But Shu'aib himself was a prophet, besides the assistance he provided and his daughter becoming the wife of Musa. Besides all of that, he himself is a prophet, and he dealt with the people of Madian. The story is given here from verses 84 up to the verse 95 of Surah Hud, again one of the instances. And there are many lessons to learn from this. I'm going to pick a couple of points from this story and encourage brothers and sisters to read this chapter and read this part and see for themselves the rest of the points that can be taken from it. I don't want to, there's a lot to say. I don't want to get to the specific problem besides their disbelief in God, at least to a degree where they would be willing to give in to his messenger. Besides that sin, there's another sin that they dealt with. Just like Prophet Lut, his people, besides them not believing in God as they need to, they were involved, as a result of that disbelief, they were involved with transgression, doing wrong, which in turn hurts them in this world and in the hereafter. And their problem was homosexuality, basically. That's the sin of the people of Prophet Lut. Here, their sin had to do with business, and when they were selling a product, what they gave, they undermeasured, so they gave less, and what they received, they made sure it was the right amount. This is their problem. In other words, they weren't honest in business, and they were involved in a form of trickery that caused the people that had the funds, the capitalists of that community, were involved in this. So they would get richer and wealthier, and the others would always be the losers. Prophet Shu'aib talked to them about this, and this was a problem. Ya qawm awful mikyal. It's interesting that it's mentioned twice in these verses. One in verse 84, it says, وَلَا تَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. When you're giving, don't do it where it shows and you end up giving less. Don't do that. That's the negative form of it. And forbidding them for underselling or for giving less than what they have actually sold. And then in verse 85, it says, أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. if you're selling 1 kg or 1 pound of whatever for a certain amount of money, then when you're measuring it, don't do it in a way where 0.8 pounds show up as 1 pound. Don't do that. That was the don't do. And then it says, if you're doing business, whatever measurement you're supposed to give, then give that amount. Positive, negative. It's repeated twice. An important thing that we're dealing with in this world, it's these capitalists find various ways of doing this. It's still a problem that we have. And don't think, oh, you know, there's laws here and this is not happening, at least domestically. No, that's not the case. Plenty of it is happening. The sin is around, unfortunately. It just found different ways of presenting it where it doesn't sound like that. One of them is interest. One of them is interest. Interest is connected to this sin as well. Anyhow, so they had a problem in their business. And the way they dealt with each other and amongst themselves, Prophet Shu'aib tells them, stop that. Don't do this. Do it the right way, and so on and so forth. They respond. They respond. They say, قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبَ أَصَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ أَبَاءَنَا أَبَاؤُنَا أَوْ أَن نَفْعَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءَ. Is it your prayer that is telling you that firstly we leave? This is the part where we're saying that the problem of not believing in God and worshipping other deities. Okay. So is your prayer telling us or telling you to tell us to leave these gods and leave the worship of these gods that our fathers have worshipped? Is it your prayer that's telling you to tell us not to do what we like to do? We'd like to engage in business in this way. It's similar to interest, okay? Interest is a big problem. Because we're part of it, because we're part of this system that is infested with interest, we don't see the problem. Like, okay, what's the problem? I get my loan, I get my mortgage, I buy my house, they get their thing. And if I get a chance to be at the top and get all that fund or all those funds, have that much, that type of money, I would do the same thing as well. We like to engage in business in this way. What's your problem? We're all fine with it. It's an oppressive system, but unfortunately, everybody seems to be okay with it. Everybody seems to be okay with interest-based loans, an interest-based economy. If the imam of our time comes today and says, look, this needs to stop, a lot of us, unfortunately, will say, oh, what's the problem with it? A world without this banking system would not allow for all this development. After these banks started giving out these loans, these companies were able, and all this nonsense, confusion, and so on and so forth. As-salatuka, is it your prayer that's telling you to tell us this? إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. You are the حِلْم, forbearance, and you're Rashid. You're someone who is on the right path, and your thought, you're intelligent. Words like that, they tell him that. The Prophet says, يَا قَوْمْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي وَرَزَقَنِي مِنْهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا. Do you see that I have proofs from my Lord? Look, I have a proof from my Lord that this is what he's saying. These are not my words. أَصَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ. Is your prayer telling you to do this? No, my prayer isn't telling me anything. The prayer is a prayer. It's God that's telling me this. Our Lord. Your Lord. The God. And there's proof. I didn't make this up myself. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ فِي مَا إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ. I'm not trying to like dispute with you, argue with it. That's not the objective. What's the objective? إِنْ أُرِيدُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ. What I want is to reform and to correct the mistakes and the wrongdoings. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And whatever I can accomplish is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing it. He gives the tawfiq. He makes it possible. He makes it happen. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. I only rely on Him. So I'm like, I'm not worried and I don't expect anything from any of you or any of that. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِي. But I'm returning to Him.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين. قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
موقيت
قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. يا مؤمنين صل عليه.